I'd never seen a pail in wood.
Okay.
It'd be not at that particular time. It was always metal.
No.
Or tin.
Now, do you make any distinction between bucket and pail?
Well, they both are made similar because they had tin that you, you know, have lard in. That was considered as a bucket, and you could use it. It was made the same way as a pail, only the pail was a little bit larger.
Oh, a pail was a little bit larger. Well, now
and you could call both of them that if you really wanted to.
If you really wanted to, yeah. Well, like nowadays, those plastic ones, those, you know, like that they have that are like that, made out of plastic, what do you call that? Do you call that a pail or a bucket?
Well, I call it a pail.
Call
but
it a pail.
I don't like it as well as I did the tin one.
That's a tin, yeah. Do you know what people would call a container, like a bucket that they might use to carry food to the hogs?
Yes. They call them slop cans.
Yes, yeah. I'm surprised you know that. Yeah.
These younger kids wouldn't.
No, no. Okay, now, talking about, again, about, now, this will be different cooking utensils that you might use. What would you call the thing that you would fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Skillet. What would it be made of?
Out of iron.
Okay. How about if you just wanted to heat some water, say for instant coffee, and you had, or something that's completely, it's all one piece covered over.
Coffee pot.
Okay, and then how about something, if you were just going to make tea, for example, and you just wanted some hot water, you'd have a tea
pot.
Okay, or how about with the thing that you put on the stove?
Well, I usually use the same thing that I use my coffee for.
Okay.
I just boil the water.
Anything, now what would you, okay, what would you call a kettle, anything you'd call it?
Oh, yes, they used to use kettles for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And they stopped that.
And they, if you don't see those much.
And I don't ever have a kettle around here, but people used to use kettles an awful lot. I should say about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that long ago, yeah. Now, if you were talking about just cooking something like potatoes, for example, just to boil some potatoes, what would you call what you were going to put to cook them in?
I would just call it a pot.
Pot, okay. How about,
sometime a cooker, because now years ago they didn't have anything like cookers unless it was a pressure cooker, but now they do have cookers. Everybody don't have them, but they do have cookers.
But they do, right, so that might be, a different name.
But I imagine in the next few years they'll be using more cookers because it's much faster than just having an open pot, or a pot you have to go get a lid and put over it.
How about a container to put flowers in? What would you call it?
Flower pot.
Okay. And how about cut flowers if you went out and got some?
Vase.
How about those big knives that you use for cutting meat?
Chopping knives.
Okay. Now, like, if you were talking about, like when you were growing up and after you ate, what you'd have to do to the dishes, you say I've got to go take the dishes off the table, and then you've got to go
wash the dishes.
And then to get the soap off of them, you
rinse them.
What would you call a cloth or a rag you'd use to
dry and towel?
Okay. How about to wash with? You'd use a
wash rag.
Okay. And how about to wash your face with?
Face cloth.
And how about after you take a bath to dry off with?
Or a bath towel.
Now, what do you call, I hate to bring this up again and remind you of your water problem, what do you call the thing on the sink that the water comes in?
Faucet.
How about if it were the same sort of thing except on the side of a house? What would you
call it? Hydrant.
Exactly what I would do. Now, in the wintertime, you'd say it was so cold last night that our water pipes
burst.
A long time ago, people used to buy flour and things in great big wooden, round wooden
barrels.
I
never seen one. I just heard my mother
talk
about them.
Right, that would be course, now they're bringing those back too for people. You know,
really?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.